The Sporting Capital with Jack Heverin on SEN, your home of sport.
Shane Heal, a two-time member of Australia's Olympic basketball team, was called upon by the Timberwolves to try to overtake the Seattle Sonics in the fourth quarter of their game in Minnesota. The seldom-used Heal came off the bench to provide some instant offense for his team.
Back to Heal. Another three. Ah! Oh! Shane! Oh! Oh, Shane! Come back, Shane! It's up big shot to Heal. Oh, he threw it down! He threw it down! Are you healed? Are you healed?
Praise the Lord, I'm healed.
In all, Shane Heal hit 5 3-pointers in the fourth quarter, setting a Minnesota Timberwolves team record.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is unreal. That takes me back. That takes me right back. And I reckon that will take the Hammer Shane Heal back as well, who's been good enough to join me tonight on SEN. Hammer, that was some good times.
I'm healed. what a memory it was. 24 years ago. Can you believe that? Just means I'm old.
Just like yesterday, isn't it?
Ah, unbelievable. Brings back some nice memories, but very different times back then than what we see in the NBA with so many international players, and sort of didn't happen too much back then.
No, and one of them, which we're still trying to work out whether he is or he isn't, was Will Magnay. He was the story of social media on the weekend. One thing we know is that he's not that far away. Whether this contract exists for Golden State or not, it's great to see that he's on the radar at least.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I think I was a bit disappointed because it's almost like, you know, Ken Fregard broke it on the telecast and everyone's excited. And there's a very fine line between, you know, when you're in discussions, from my experience as a player, of whether you've been offered a contract, they're discussing whether you would come if offered when the season finishes. It's a very fine line. And, you know, some people jumped on the social media straight away and say 100% he hasn't been offered and all of this sort of stuff. But he's been a sensation this year. His improvement from the very start to the end has been incredible. And I think he's an NBA player, which is fantastic for the NBL and himself.
And the deserving man for the most improved award last night?
I reckon he was. I think that there were some other players, obviously, that had great years of improvement as well. Pinot was one of those guys, Sean Bruce and Sunday Dets, probably the other three. But I think the magnitude of what Will contributed at the end of the season, I mean, he had games where he had, what, 6, 7 blocks in a game. Just dominated and really helped his team and became a starter and a key piece of that puzzle.
The MVP was a lot of discussion leading in about whether it would be Cotton, whether it would be Machado, whether it would be Patterson. Did you have Bryce Cotton going in?
Yeah, I picked Bryce Cotton, but I certainly wouldn't have been too upset if Machado got it because he's been incredible as well. And what the Cairns Taipans have done, just, you know, Mike Kelly, Coach of the Year, fantastic. DJ Newble, defensive player. But I think the person who missed out was their big fella in the middle. I thought he should have been in the All-Star 5.
Cam Oliver,
Cam Oliver. I thought he was a bit stiff missing out, personally. But they've been unbelievable, Cairns, haven't they? They deserve all the accolades they get.
Kouatnoi also second in the Rookie of the Year was a nice placing for them. Just on Bryce Cotton, Hammer, I guess you wonder whether sometimes we almost take it for granted. Do you feel that sometimes that some people just take how good he is for granted?
I think when you're, you know, in that elite in any sport, then the expectations just rise. I mean, we've seen the guy have 45 points in a playoff game. So the expectations are, well, that's what he does. So, you know, he can lead the league in scoring in the low 20s. And I think the first player to do that whilst he's led the league in steals. So incredible effort. And they don't have as much talent, the Perth Wildcats, as what some people might think. I don't think they've got the depth. So the job that he's done to be able to carry that team has been incredible.
Just lastly, before we have a look at the playoffs coming up, which is a bit of a break between them with the FIBA window this week, the Coach of the Year trophy, Mike Kelly and Will Weaver seem to be the two that were spoken about on the way through. Did you see, if we had been having this conversation at the end of NBL 19, and obviously we weren't knowing who their imports were at this stage, but could you have seen the improvement from Cairns in one season from where they were to where they are right now?
No, you couldn't. And, you know, Mike Kelly hadn't really proved anything in his first year of coaching, and it was a disappointing year. But I think, to his credit, what he's been able to do with a small budget team is his recruiting was exceptional. Yep. And I think this is where the NBL has done a great job as well, to add the third import. Obviously, years ago, we couldn't have three imports. But now, the smaller budget teams, they might be spending 1.2 million against 3 million plus against the Kings. But when you've got three imports, you can add a quality player to that lineup. And they've been really smart with the way they've done it. They've played a really good style. And he has done a sensational job. And for me, he was coach of the year for all those reasons.
So I guess the question now begs, and we're talking to Shane Heal on the Sporting Capital on SEN, the question now begs, Hammer, what does it look like for Cairns from here on in? If they're going to beat Perth, they're going to have to do it the hard way, and they probably need to steal that first game in Perth?
They will, but I think it's probably not a bad thing that they had a really bad couple of games to finish the season. They didn't have anything to play for, but they said they were going all out to be able to get the wins, and they stunk it up. That might not be a bad thing. And the other thing that's not bad for them is that they've already been to Perth and they spanked them early in the season. So they're not going to be intimidated walking in to 13,000 of the Red Army. They will have belief and they'll come out hungry. Now, I'm not sure which way it'll go, but I certainly wouldn't write any of the teams off in the final four that they could actually cause upsets.
The other side of the draw, Kings have been a well-oiled machine. They've led from the start of the competition right the way through to the end of the competition. It's probably hard to see that all unravelling now, isn't it?
Well, you would have thought so, but I'm not sure. There's just something about the Kings that I'm not prepared just to be able to go, yep, they have been unbelievable, which, you know, the record says they have. But I'm not sure that, you know, they should be assured that you actually think that they've got the games won. I think that they wouldn't be happy with Melbourne, even though they've played well against Melbourne. Casper Ware has shot the ball unbelievably well against Melbourne. They're playing against a team that has got a lot of talent. And if they've come good at the right time of the year and they've been able to turn things around, then this is going to be an amazing final for the NBL. And two bigger cities going at it. A lot of profile players, a lot of swagger on that court and pride as well. So I can't wait.
Hey, just before I let you go, take me back to Saturday, if you could, please, the Brisbane and Cairns game. Like, seriously, what in the world was happening at the Armoury on Saturday?
Well, you know, the question that I was sitting there with is, Andre Lemanis came out and said, OK, we're just going to throw caution to the wind, we're going to shoot it, we're going to play, we're going to be aggressive, we're going to press. And I'm thinking, why has he left this to the last game of the season to be able to play like this? They played, you know, like they were accountants for most of the year and with such precision, and they had no aggression at all, and they were up and down, even though they had quality players. And, you know, I think Andre Lemanis was quoted as saying it was an injustice they didn't make the playoffs. I was looking at it saying, you're kidding me, aren't you?
I don't know. It's hard to – that Brisbane team have been impossible to work out all year. It's hard to work out what's going to happen next. It's going to be a fantastic final series, Hammer. Appreciate your time tonight. I really do. Thanks for the chat.
My pleasure, mate. Anytime. Good on you.
Shane Heal joining us tonight here on the Sporting Capital on SEN. I love this one off the text as well. 0433981116. Shane is a class act. 20-odd years ago, we were at Moomba and Shane was doing a basketball clinic with kids on a court. And my four-year-old son ran onto the court and tried to play. Shane timed out the game, grabbed him and put him on his shoulder and let him have a shot at the hoops. After the clinic, he made himself available for some photos. I've still got some very vivid memories of it. That's from G off the text. G, thanks for your text. I've had the good fortune all year of working with Hammer on the NBL broadcast. He's a ripper. He does not hold back, and that's what I love about him, but he is an absolute ripper, very generous with his time. And appreciate his time tonight on the Sporting Capital. We're going to come back. We've got an hour to go. We're going to cross over to London a little bit later on and chat to Ollie Gill from Talk Sport.